بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life.
So you mean the philosophy of, you know, happening this war and battles and homiciding or whatever like this, is because of our free will?
That's why, yeah, exactly. This is, you know, these characteristics, these vices, even the existence of vice, which is translated in Arabic also as shar. The existence of shar, the existence of vice is also the matter of question nowadays, that why we will see all these, for example, vices in the world? In these natural disasters, for example, volcano and earthquake and whatever that takes, you know, the life of millions of people. So what is the, for example, philosophy behind it? So one of
you
the
mean,
answers
is due to the human being. Is it related to human being?
One of the answers, you know, vices are completely different. Of course, yes, some of them are, you know, for the test, for the examination. Sometimes the difficulties and hardship that happens to the human being is because of the test and examination that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see what is the result. And some others out of, yes, our free will, for example, robbery, for example, killing, for example, these wars, these are not natural disasters. This is out of our choice. For example, we could not stop the wars to be happened. We could, but human beings, they themselves, they just decide to these wars to happen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants human being to choose his own way out of his free will. That's,
excuse me,
that
sir.
Is the philosophy behind the, you know, this event, I mean war.
Sheikh, sorry, you know, to go back to this topic of, you know, Syrian war, you know, you see we have, we can say, turmoil in Syria.
Yes.
So, is it according to their free will they came and they are just assassinating people? So if we can name the Muslims, so are they following their free will or are they following their notion? What is it here now?
You know, in the, when you're just taking the example of Syria nowadays, which is a kind of a homicide, of course, happening there, and we are, of course, sorry for that situation there. When we go to different side of this battle and just going to the side that they started battle there, we will see that, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have stopped that battle to be happen. And, you know, in a way, for example, like the other, for example, in other nations that bringing a kind of azab, for example. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't do that because it was out of that group's choice. And this is the system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to be, you know, as a kind of discipline and rule in this world. So this is a kind of material world, and this is the system here that a human being should, you know, maintain and continue his action out of his choice, whether it is good or bad. And of course, the philosophy behind punishment and reward, of course, also will be justified according to our free will. So if there is no any free will, so there cannot be any punishment and reward as well. So even this war that happened nowadays in Syria, it's out of the choice of that group or nation. And whether if, for example, the Syrian people, they are right and they will be martyred and killed in this way, so they will be rewarded because they are defending their own countries. And because they themselves chose that out of this free will, this is important for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He will reward them for this.
www.wahislam.com